This is the Pacifica National Board, number 12, convening at 5:38 p.m. Pacific, 8:38 p.m. Eastern. Some other people need to mute their phones, please, because we have incredible feedback going on. I'm Summer Reese, Chair, Heather Gray, Vice Chair, and Richard Uzzell, Secretary. Mute is pound one for those who do not recall it.
Can you say it again, Summer?
Pound one, please. Everyone, no, we're calling it. Richard, are you doing it by stationary or by alphabetically?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you going to call roll by stationary or alphabetically?
By station, usually.
Okay, so it's going to be by station, folks, so please keep your phones muted until he gets to your area, okay? Thank you. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
Okay. Edward Steger. Can't hear you, Brian. Rosenberg. Can't hear you, Tracy. Siegel.
Present.
Thank you.
Richard Sistrin.
Brazan?
Yeah.
Okay. Chrome Show?
Present.
Okay. Oh. Okay, Medina? Yeah. Can't hear you, Brenda. I know you're there. Brenda? I think you're there, Brenda. I can't hear you. Reese?
I'm present.
Okay.
This is Brenda. Can you hear me?
I got you, Brenda. Good deal.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Alan?
Alan is present. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Polinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Henschel?
Here.
Okay. Uzzell's here. Burden?
I'm present.
Okay. Coleman?
Here.
Okay. Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene.
Present.
Is that Serene?
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Thank you.
Saba? Manish, you there? Can't hear you. Gray?
Here. I'm here, Richard.
The other phone?
Okay. Layton, you're
here.
Okay. Salvador?
Here.
Okay. Edward Steger, you here?
I am.
Hey, got you. King? Can't hear you, Lucette. Stitt? Can't hear you, Katia. Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Saba? Can't hear you, Monage. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Good evening, everybody. We just,
You got some interference there, Madam Chair. I think it.
I'm hearing that, folks. If you could please now that calls, go ahead and mute your phones. #1. It'll make it easier for all of us to hear each other. Thank you. All right. Today is a continuation meeting, and the first item on the agenda is agenda approval. Well, it's a continuation meeting, so do we need to approve it again? Hopefully we're not going to spend a whole bunch of time there like last time. And folks, please, let's try to bear with each other with patience and understanding and get through this meeting without too much undue digression into various matters which are not on point for business. I'm going to do my best to run this in a way that moves us along. So ahead of time, I'm telling everyone that each person will get to speak once until all other people have spoken. I'm not going to allow any speakers to speak more than twice. I will ask everyone to please refrain from personal attacks, remarks, critiques, and other things which directly impugn the character or intentionality of other board members. We may all have opinions as to what we think people are motivated by, but it's not appropriate to use this forum in order to attack the character of your colleagues. I will call both sides out equally if that occurs. I will hold people in contempt if they continue to do it, or censure them, or, you know, I will not tolerate what we had on our last meeting. It was insufferable for everyone. It was non-productive. We have an organization in extreme and dramatic distress. We need to all do our very best to focus in on the business of the organization and not on the individual personalities of people with whom we disagree. And I'm saying that at the front end because I hope that we will be able to swiftly go from one matter of business to another, whether or not we disagree with one another. We simply vote on the things and move on to the next thing. So we have agenda approval, and of course, it is a continuation meeting, and that is supposed to spare us that, but it has not in the past. So I'm going to ask for someone to put forward a motion to approve the agenda. If there are people that have amendments to that agenda, remember it takes a two-thirds vote to get to that. I would like to limit discussion on any such matters. If people wish to amend the agenda, we'll simply vote on these things. It does not require long and extended argument on the merits of something which someone may wish to move around on the agenda. So that being said, does someone wish to move for approval of the agenda?
Benito.
Thank you, Benito. Is there a second? Anybody want a second approval of the agenda?
Second by Janice.
Thank you, Janice. Is there any objection to approval of the agenda? And hearing none?
Actually.
Yes?
This
is
Serena.
An amendment?
It is. The affiliates.
Kingcliff?
Yeah. This is Serene.
Thank you, Serene. Please, members, I know I'm fairly good at identifying most of your voices, but for the benefit of the stream and your colleagues, please identify yourself when you are recognized. Thank you. Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, I actually did begin with this is Serene, but I guess you didn't hear that.
I didn't hear you. Okay, go ahead, please.
The affiliates task force met, I don't know, someday last week, and there are some urgent matters to deal with the affiliates and FSRN and Al Jazeera English and so on and so forth. And I believe the chair had sent, I think we met on last Thursday maybe, and the chair sent a note to the PNB asking that a report from the affiliates director be added to this week's agenda, which will require two-thirds, but it is rather pressing. And we had asked, actually, that the task force had voted asking that there be both an open session and a closed session portion with the affiliates director, preferably at the end of the open session and at the beginning of the closed session, so she could, you know, not have to be hanging around all evening for us.
I'm sorry, you mean Ms. Rudenberg?
Yes.
Okay, and so what is your motion specifically, Serene, please?
My
point
motion
of information.
Sorry, let me just what the motion is, and then I'll take the point of information. Go ahead, Serene. The specific motion is that there be room for an affiliates task force report. Is that correct? We're not talking about motion.
The last 20 minutes of the closed session and the first
of the open session.
Yeah, the other way around. 20 minutes of the open session, the last 20 of the open, and the first 15 of the closed.
Okay, yeah. is that your motion or the motion of the affiliates task force?
The motion from the affiliates task force. I thought it hit the list earlier this week, but I've been having email trouble, but I'm pretty sure I saw it.
I saw something on the affiliates, yes. Okay, thank you, Serene. It doesn't require a second because it came from a committee. I'm sorry, who was the point of information?
Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa, please.
I'm going to vote against moving this up on the agenda, and I hope that we can quickly figure out whether we have the two-thirds or not. I would like us to address the issue, but I just don't think that it's a higher precedence at this point than some of the other items on the agenda. And my point of information is that I don't think it says in the motion that we want Ms. Rudenberg to be in the open and the closed session. It doesn't state that in the motion.
I read that.
Okay.
Well, correct. That's why. That's a point of information. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Thank you, Teresa. Anyone else?
I guess a point of clarification or...
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I saw an email on the issue, but I don't think I saw a motion, and so I'm unclear in terms of what was just said. Are we asking that something be put on the agenda of both meetings at the end of one and at the start of the other? Or are we asking that it be moved up? That part confused me.
Richard to the SAC.
May I respond? Serene. I believe, hold on, Serene. I believe what Ms. Roberts put forward was regarding both sessions, put something on the agenda for the end of the open and the beginning of the closed. Procedurally, we would have to address the closed session agenda when we get to closed session, as technically it's a separate meeting. So I'll bifurcate the two issues and we'll address the open session here. And now, Richard on the staff, go ahead, please.
Summer, if I may, if somebody could explain what the urgency is.
From my understanding of what I read, it's regarding our essentially our financial issues, which are impacting upon FSRN. Al Jazeera is an entirely separate issue, and frankly, there's nothing we can do about that one way or the other. But but I believe that would be the urgency. Richard?
Yes, I've been in contact with the chair of that task force, our vice chair, Heather Gray, the last couple of days, talking about this, setting, figuring out what they want to, where they want it and stuff. And Heather asked me to put the open part on the 26th because it's not urgent. Apparently, the urgency wasn't there. They thought that that they were in imminent a danger of going under, but they come find out they weren't. So I, at her instruction, I put it on the open agenda for the 26th. We have plenty to do tonight, and we also put it on the closed agenda for tonight with the idea that since it's talking about contractual things, they wanted to talk about contractual things, that Ms. Gray felt like it was prudent that they first talk in executive session before talking in open session. So it is on the agenda. It's just on 2 weeks from now on the open agenda, and it is on the tonight's agenda to hear from Ms. Rosen Rudenberg. So I don't think this is necessarily an emergency. I'm going to vote against it.
Okay, thank you. So I said we'll just go ahead and tackle the open session because that's the only thing that's appropriate in open session. Does anyone else wish to speak to this before we go to a vote?
Well, I have a question. Summer, this is Heather. I'd like to just say something. I appreciate Richard. Could I just say a little something here?
Yes,
I am chair of the task force, and we did have a long discussion about this in our task force meeting last Thursday. We thought that the situation with FSRN was imminent in the sense that it might be closing its doors at the end of this month. That apparently is not the case now. We didn't know that last Thursday. Under the circumstances, and because it is a contractual issue that we need to talk about, it's best that we do this, I thought, in the closed session, as we had also discussed with the task force last week. The other thing that we were particularly concerned about was that we would like for the board at some point, this new board, which has really not heard from IRSA or hasn't been provided enough information really about the affiliate task force. That's one of the reasons why we wanted to make sure that IRSA could speak to the board of directors. So anyway, that's why we set it up this way so that we could continue with the continuation meeting as set from the last meeting and hear from Ursula tonight in closed session and at the open meeting in the next meeting. So so I just wanted to share that with everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we'll take this to a vote, please. Richard, can you call the roll?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Serena. I was trying to speak.
I'm sorry, did you want a second round?
I have a point of information.
All right, go ahead, Serena.
My understanding of Robert's rules, and I am not an expert, is that when a task force or a committee makes a motion that is to be sent to the PNB, that motion goes to the PNB, that someone can then argue or, you know, for amending the motion, but that no chair has the authority to change the intent of the body and furthermore to not even communicate the new information to the rest of the task force or the committee before contradicting the committee's motion. So I'm just
Janice,
Okay, folks. Thank you. Doreen, were you finished?
No, no, it's a question. It's a point of information. I thought that when a committee or a task force...
Oh, we were taking to a vote. I wasn't unilaterally removing it off of open session. I was going to allow a vote to occur here, Serene.
Point of order, John.
No. You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Point of order, John.
Okay, one moment, please. What is the point of order, John?
This is the debate and not the point of information.
Thank you. Okay, Serene, I understand what you're saying. It's whether or not Heather can choose to say we don't need to address it this week. I'm letting it go to a vote as to whether it's included. This is a continuation agenda, so even if the committee said it has to go on this agenda, it doesn't go on the agenda without a vote. So I'm not making a ruling of the chair that it doesn't get voted upon because the chair of that task force has said that it can be addressed in 2 weeks. I'm allowing it to go forward to a vote this evening.
Janice, for the
Go ahead.
I just want to make a slight correction. The committee was informed earlier today of a change in the circumstance at SSRM via email, and it's possible, Serene, that you've not had a chance to review that yet. And I wanted
I'll
to just correct that for the record.
I'll look for it. Can you tell me what time it was sent out?
I'll look, or
just forward it to me if you would.
Okay, I will.
Great, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Uzzell, would you please call the roll? If you're in favor of adding this item to the agenda at the end of the open session agenda today, then please go ahead and vote yes. If you are not, then vote no. Take the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Who is that?
Katia.
Okay, got you, Katia. This is a vote on adding to the agenda. Brazan?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow?
No.
No. Medina? Can't hear you, Brenda. Can't hear you. You're filling up with water, Brenda. I can't hear you. No, still can't hear you. Alan?
Alan says no.
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 Apollinar? Hinchel?
Hinchel says no.
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 Uzzell, no.
No.
Burton?
No.
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 Coleman?
No.
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 Robert?
This is
I can't understand your strange string.
Yes.
Okay, got you. Ça va?
Yeah, no.
No.
No, okay. Thank you. Gray?
No.
No. Blaine Ewart?
No.
No. Edward Steakert?
No.
That was a pass or yes?
I said no.
No, okay. Rosenberg?
I vote no.
No. Siegel?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Wilkinson abstains.
Abstain. Diaz?
No.
No. King? Can't hear you. Norman? Can't hear you, Tony. Stitt?
No.
Hello? Norman, can you hear me?
I said Tony, okay.
No.
No?
No.
Katia said no, too, I think.
Yes, that's right. I said no.
Okay, Brenda, I didn't hear you a while ago. Medina? Okay, let me count.
Will you please ask people to mute themselves? I hear a lot of noise and I cannot hear
Madam
I
Chair,
hear,
the vote
I hear
is
echoes.
Madam Chair, the vote is 2-15-1.
Thank you. The item doesn't go on the agenda. Moving on. Are there any other amendments to the proposed agenda? Okay, and hearing none, is there any opposition to approval of the agenda? And hearing none, thank you so much. Let us move on with the agenda. I believe the first item on the agenda is unfinished business in-person meeting Houston. Is that correct, Mr. Secretary?
Correct.
Thank you. Mr. Crumshaw, I believe that was your motion. Am I correct? Would you like to go ahead and take the floor regarding that matter?
Yes. Can you hear me? I just unmuted.
Yes, you can. Go ahead, please. Thank you.
This was my motion that I brought up because the candidates were about to be interviewed and were needed to be apprised of when the next phase would be, when they would be in person or when they would be interviewed in person or when the final interview would be. And in order to accomplish all of those, I made a personal motion to have the date in October, but the committee on Monday voted to change those dates, and I would like to amend that motion to make the dates November 8th through the 11th in Houston, Texas. And the reason for that is that so that would be the committee motion that I would like to put in there to have those dates, and it would come from the committee then. Whatever the proper procedure is, Madam Chair, we will follow your direction in terms of how this should be approached. Tell me if you'd like to continue motivating or whatever you think would work best.
Pressure to the SAC.
All right. May I continue then, Madam Chair?
Yes, you may continue motivating, Mr. Crumshaw. Just please make it clear when you're done, and I'll let Richard, you'll be next on stack. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I have done as much research with people who have been involved directly in this process of doing interviews via video conferencing and other alternatives, and the conclusion from virtually everybody I spoke with was actually everybody that asked who was had been involved in this process was that an interview of final candidates needs to be in person, absolutely essential. It's a two-way process. It's them looking at us looking at them, and getting to meet them in a personal meeting is essential in making this high-level decision. So that was my motivation. We are going to try video conferencing in the interim period in order to provide some kind of interview process, but we will recommend that when we have our final candidate for the entire PMB, that needs to be in person, and that will help us to accomplish the purpose of making a choice having to do with a permanent executive director. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Crumshaw.
Richard to the SAC.
Yes, go ahead, Richard, please.
John, did you mean October the 11th through 11th through the 14th?
No.
I think that was November, was it not? I'm confused with the date.
November. Yes,
okay.
November
8th.
Central to the
8th through 11th. Okay, 8 to 11. I put that down. I also would like to make an amendment to add.
Are you done, Mr. Rizal?
No, I said I wanted to make an amendment to add a date to.
Go ahead, please.
Since we're going to have to be, since those of us in Houston are going to have to be chasing this down, I would like for us to include the first weekend or the second weekend so that we have two chances. If we go to some place, and they say, well, we can't do it that weekend. We can do it in the first weekend. Remember, we can't. That would give us a little bit more leeway if we had some range there between the first weekend and the second.
Point of information for Henschel.
Okay. I heard Alan and Henschel with information, and Henschel, I have you on stack for comment. Before we move on, hold on, please. Let me first see if there's a second to Uzel's amendment. Is there a second?
Yes, there's a second.
Okay, thank you. Is that Rosenberg?
Yes,
thank you. Okay, Alan, what was your point of information?
I just wanted to call it to people's attention that the first weekend in November is election weekend.
Ah, well, thank you. Okay, very good. Thank you, Teresa. Henschel?
Early vote.
I just want to make sure that if we bring anybody for an interview, they've been already apprised of the pay scale that this position will be paying.
Yes.
Thank you. I believe Mr. Crumshaw, the Personnel Committee, is attending to this matter.
All right, that was a question. Sorry.
I'm asking John Crumshaw. Am I correct in presuming that the Personnel Committee is informing all candidates of the salary range?
Madam Chair, the Personnel Committee has a motion that is on the agenda to deal with salary range.
Yes.
And I hope that that will be addressed, an issue that we can address so that the information will be complete at that point when we are interviewing people. We can present them with that information.
Okay.
Wait. And I'm sorry. I didn't. That wasn't my question. My concern is I don't want to pay to bring people out, especially so many, when most of them will refuse the position at the amount that we're going to be paying. That information needs to be told to them before we bring them out.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
That's the next motion on the agenda. We're talking about stuff that's out of order.
Thank you. Yes, and Nancy, to clarify, what I believe John Crumshaw is that the motion, which is coming up after this one, will address what the salary range is, and that is the intention of the Personnel Committee to inform candidates during their telephone or video interviews of the salary range prior to flying anyone out for an in-person interview. Is that correct, Mr. Crumshaw? I'm sorry. Is that correct?
I can respond, and this is Janice, and I say yes.
Thank you. Okay, that was my end.
I'm good. Thank you all.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Nancy. I think we're all in agreement about not wanting to inefficiently use our resources. Okay, so we had an amendment on there, which was for either of those weekends in November. And if I may give my own point of information, I have been reaching out looking for free meeting space for us in Houston. I'm waiting for a call back on that. It will be helpful to me to know what dates may be agreed to by the board in my conversations on that to see if we can obtain free meeting space. So I just wanted to let you know there work is being done in that regard, and obviously we do need to settle in on some dates for me to make any progress on that as well. All right.
Please share that with the Houston people, please.
Adam.
Yes, and as soon as I get anything back on that, I'm hoping to have a conference call with the four of you from Houston, okay, so we can discuss from there how to proceed, okay?
This is Lydia to the staff.
All right, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so once again, I feel it's unconscionable to have an in-person board meeting when we have laid off so many people at WBAI, when we have put so much at risk, and if anybody who is listening out there will listen to our meeting in New York, and the listeners should decide whether that's worth it. I certainly, as a participating board member, do not believe we have been accomplishing virtually anything at these board meetings. That's number one at the in-person board meeting. So certainly not in relation to what we spend. The other thing is, we've had meetings off-site of where we're staying, and in fact, one of the times I remember in Houston was at some media center or something, and half of us spent time getting lost, getting there late because of it, and, you know, know, it just doesn't, it doesn't make any sense. And also, to be there for so many days, how many days is it going to take to interview these people? If we're really doing this just because of the interview, then we should go get in and get out and not spend extra days with hotels and so forth. So I'm completely opposed to having another in-person meeting. I absolutely believe that we can facilitate this with video conferencing. I have not had the same experience in talking to people who do video conferencing. Other people find it successful. So I don't know who John was talking to unless he was just talking about his committee. So I'm opposed. I absolutely think it's completely outrageous for us to be spending anything right now, especially in view of everything, and some of which we will
Lydia, your time is up.
Session period.
This is Jessica. Can I be on the staff, please?
This is Lizette. Staff, please.
And Benito to the stack as
Margie
well.
Margie wants to be on the stack, too.
Okay. All right, folks. Everybody's going to get one shot at this, I hope. So, all right. Lydia, were you done?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Thank you. So I heard Lizette, Benito, and Margie. Is someone
Brian, I had asked previously.
I'm sorry, Brian. I did not hear you because there's been a lot of noise on this call. All right. Anybody else?
This is Jessica. Can I be on the stack, please?
Hey, Jessica. Of course. Okay. Brian, if you don't mind, I didn't hear you. I'm going to go ahead and go Lizette, Benito, Margie, Brian, Jessica, okay?
Can you hear me?
All right.
Me,
Lizette, so you're next. Thank you.
Thank you, Jess. I'm sorry I'm late. Got stuck with something here, but what I heard from the last contribution is that we're wasting money in the height of putting people off, so on and so on. What I did not hear is the basis for going around the country is to ensure that listeners get to meet the people who make decisions on their behalf. And I'm not sure if we do conference calls, those listeners will get to know us. When we had the meetings in D.C., we spend very little. The problem is not having meetings at exorbitant cost. But I do not think that we should deny the listeners from meeting with board members. So if we could find a way around that, fair enough. If not, I am all for going out. That was the intention of the bylaws. Everybody would get involved once a year at least, and I don't think we should get rid of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Lizette. Benito, you're next.
Okay, well, first, I'd like to ask a question and then make my comment. So my question is, I know it was stated last time, and I don't remember, so could somebody tell me, or John, how much is this going to cost, this meeting?
Benito, if I might answer that, it depends in large measure how we go about it. I was of the opinion that if we were able to obtain free meeting space, we are required to stay in convention-style hotels when we meet at them because those are the only types of accommodations which have sufficient meeting space. If we were able to obtain free meeting space, we might be able to stay in an inexpensive motel option instead of an expensive convention-style hotel option. I don't think we have firm costs yet, quite frankly. Typically, our meetings can run $20,000 to $30,000, which is very expensive under the circumstances. I would hope that perhaps if we were able to accomplish this in a much less expensive fashion, that we might be able to bring it in under 10, but that's really dependent upon working closely with the Houston directors and finding sufficient resources to be able to do this more inexpensively than we have sometimes done. It's been done less expensively. There was a Los Angeles meeting that the free meeting space was secured for, and people stayed at people's homes. I agree with Lydia that logistics issues can be somewhat problematic when people are all over town at people's houses, but conceivably, if we stayed in an inexpensive motel near the meeting space, we would still save about half just on the accommodations alone, because we literally, you know, the cost of a convention-style hotel is double what it would be for an economy motel. So I think if we are to do this, we need to strive to do it least expensively. And, you know, people should be using frequent flyer miles and everything that they can to reduce travel costs as well. So, and the same thing with food. You know, when you eat catered food from a hotel, it's more expensive than providing food in other ways. There are there are many less expensive ways to accommodate having a meeting than staying in a convention-style hotel and doing everything at that hotel.
Right.
John's at the staff, please.
Well, I'd like to make my comment.
Yes.
First of all, I want to thank Summer. That was very helpful. So we don't have a firm cost, and it's only logical, as Summer was saying, that it all depends on, you know, what kind of arrangements we're able to work out. But we know that they are, that it's going to cost at least, if I understood you correctly, Summer, at least, let's say, $10,000. And if that is the case, and if I remember correctly, even the $10,000 for this meeting, and I'm not, I think that Lucette makes a good point about the need for folks to meet these individuals that were elected. I tend to use other words, more colorful kind of words, but I'll be cool. And okay, so on the one hand, I see what Lucette is saying. I also think, it, you know, I see in general, as John and was saying, that we do need, in the world, normally we would, you know, want to do this in person. However, I generally agree with what Lydia is saying. You know, because this is not the best of all circumstances. We are dealing with a particular situation. And I keep on thinking back at one of the
Benito,
elections.
Your time, Benito,
if I can just, yeah, okay, if
go
I can
ahead.
Just do this last sentence. You know, at the elections committee meetings, the people doing the research said that the companies they investigated said they could do the e-election for roughly $10,000. So, you know, if I have to consider one or the other, I don't think there's any doubt as to which is more important. That's it.
Thank you, Benito. Margie, you're next, please.
Thank you. I just have this, I have this terrible feeling that we're behaving as if things are sort of normal, and you know, in order to hire an ED, we have to meet the people in person, and we have to have this meeting. And I don't feel like anything's normal. We're, you know, we're in terrible shape. Clearly, WBAI is in terrible trouble and may be lost. The network may be lost. I don't get that sort of mood, like we have to do the things that it says we have to do. I would prefer having an in-person meeting to meet someone we're going to hire, but I don't think it makes any sense under the circumstances. Where is the money going to come from? It seems to me the only place it can come from is people's salaries, so we're not going to pay some other people. We can't pay the severance for the BII people so they can't afford to sign up for COBRA. You know, it's a mess. We're in a terrible mess. And I just don't see how we can act like everything's normal. And so my personal opinion is that we should not act like everything's normal and not have an in-person meeting.
Can I be on the stack, Janet?
And could you add Janice to the stack as well?
And Serene?
I'm sorry. Hold on, folks. Margie, were you done speaking?
I'm sorry, yes, I was done speaking.
Okay, and who spoke, thank you, and who spoke before Janice?
And John to the stack, I believe that I had asked before. I don't know if you heard me.
There was a female voice before Janice and Serene. Who was that?
Janet.
Okay, thank you, Janet.
And Janice.
Can you add Katia as well, please?
Okay, one moment, please. I might actually have to start writing this stack down. It's getting pretty long here. Brian, you're next.
I wholeheartedly agree with the idea that it's a best practice to interview candidates in person. But I just checked airfares, and we can't fly the entire board, tech staff, and a handful of candidates to Houston for less than $12,000. That's before we pay for four nights accommodation and for 16 meals for everybody, excuse me, 12 meals for everybody who's going to be there. So we have to think about whether doing a hire by a best practice versus a good enough practice is worth the extra $20,000 to $30,000.
Right.
And consider our circumstances. I mean, this organization has all but given up on its obligation to let its members vote on their representatives this year. We've laid off just about everybody working at our flagship station in New York, and we're not even paying their severance. So the message we're going to send the staff in the network, the message we're going to send the listeners is we don't have the money to pay you your salaries. We don't have the money to pay you your severance. We don't have the money to give you the vote we told you you'd have when you pledged. But we do have the money to fly ourselves across the country, put ourselves up, and get ourselves meals. This is a terrible message to send. And the final thing I want to say is a four-day meeting is not a meeting. It's a war of attrition. If we have to have a meeting, let's keep it to a weekend so that working people don't have to take 2 days away from their jobs just to attend. That's it.
Teresa,
thank you, Brian.
Teresa,
I lost someone right after Brian, and I'm not sure. My apologies. So I think it may have been John, but after that I have Janet, Janice, Serene, and Katia. Did I lose somebody?
Summer, this is Jessica. I was asking.
Okay, you were the one after Brian.
Teresa for the stack.
Thank you, Jess. Okay, so it's actually
Teresa
Jessica
for the stack.
And Teresa. Okay, so hold on. So it's going to be Jessica, John,
great.
Janet, Janice, Serene, Katia, Teresa. Go ahead, Jessica.
Thank you for my time, and I'd also like to say thank you to everybody who's on the call and taking time out of their day to be part of this. Number one, I will be the first to tell you that as a Houston person, someone who was born here and raised here, Houston is very inexpensive compared to anywhere else we can go. Number two, I'm going to learn from my predecessors who told me it's very important to have an in-face meeting. If you do it once a year, it's great. If you have it twice a year and you can do that, that's even better. We are a lot more cordial when we have to see each other. So I will invoke the ancestors on the PMB before I got here who told me that's important. Being that finances are very important to me as well, I think Houston is the best place. We have volunteers who are willing to pick us up from the airport. I'm willing to help. Everyone here is willing to cook a meal, take you out. I mean, we were voted the fattest city for a reason. We love to take care of each other. So no worries as far as finances. I'm kind of surprised that some of my colleagues are up in arms. I didn't have anyone batting Danish out of my hand in New York telling me, no, don't take advantage of this. And I know that every time I picked up something in New York, it costed three times as much as it costs in Houston. That being said,
Jessica, your time is up.
From New York in February, I expected bake sales to happen, auctions to come up, people would call their friends. And I've done a few of that myself, but I have also lagged, so I'm totally forgiving. I'm saying that from today on, we can do something good, and I'm going to take from the Sandy hurricane survivors I helped in New York while I was sitting in Houston. The taco truck owners got together and rallied around the need for food in New York when Sandy hit, and they got some traction from our help on the social media network of Twitter. So it's not like it can't be done that we can't survive. We need a hero. We need a hero right now. And our imagination is the limit. If you want to sit here and beat on each other about things, mistakes we made in the past, that's one way to handle it. But right now, I cannot believe that we're not going to look forward to obvious opportunities. Let's come to Houston, all of us, meet in Houston, shake hands, hug, forgive each other, whatever we were being inconsiderate, and come up with a new plan because we are going to be bought out, or
Thank
we're
going
to succumb to everyone else, and that's the reality. Our job is fundraising foremost.
Time.
Fundraising.
Time is up.
Taking care of our situation.
Thank you, Jessica.
Point of order. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Richard.
This item only was for 10 minutes on the agenda, and we've talked about 20.
All right, folks. So does somebody wish to make a motion to extend time? There
Benito, I move that we extend 10 minutes.
Is there a second? Thank you. Is there a second or no?
Teresa, I'll second.
All right, thank you. Teresa seconds. Is there any opposition to continuing 10 minutes on this item?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to object.
All right, thank you. We're not going to have discussion on whether or not to continue. Mr. Secretary, please just call the roll. If you support continuing 10 minutes on the discussion of whether or not to have an in-person meeting in Houston, do not, then vote no. Thank you. Please call the roll.
Okay. Burton? Burton, can't hear you, Carolyn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. No, I'm going to reluctantly vote no. We have too much to
do. No. Okay. Coleman?
That's a close one. Let me pass for now.
Pass. Okay. Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene.
I'm sorry. I dropped off. We're voting on the extension of time?
Right.
Yes.
10 minutes. Yes. Saba?
This is an extension of time?
Yeah.
Right.
No.
No. Gray?
No.
No. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Edward Seegard?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
I'll vote no.
No. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Diaz?
Yeah.
Yes. King?
No.
No. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. That's it. Can't hear you, Katia. Brazan?
Sorry, yes.
Katia? Okay, what's your vote?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Yes? Okay. Brazan?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Lydia? Yes, okay. Crumshow?
Yes.
What was that?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Medina? Yeah. Can't hear you, Brenda. Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes? Was that a
correct?
Yes. Okay. Apollinar?
I vote no.
No. Mitchell?
No.
No. Uzel, no. Okay, somebody passed. Didn't they? Coleman passed.
No.
No.
Richard, may I...
John? Hello? Crumshow, did you say something?
Madam Chair, while the Secretary is counting the vote, may I offer a friendly suggestion?
Yes, of course, Janice. Go ahead, please.
Rather than coming to a final conclusion on this item, given that the costs have not been solidified, individual board members have not been solicited to determine if they would be willing to pick up all or some portion of the cost, and in keeping with the other financial concerns regarding the entire organization, I'd like to propose that we not make a final decision on this action item, rather hold the date and have the appropriate committee or staff reach out to board members and do the homework on POTS before we make a final decision.
The vote.
Very good suggestion. Thank you.
The vote. The vote is 991.
Hold on, 9 to extend discussion, so it fails, right? Okay.
So it doesn't pass, right?
Yes, okay, so moving on, we're not extending time. Janice has made a suggestion. Typically, because we have run out of time, we would go to a vote on the matter.
That's correct.
I'd like to second Janice's suggestion.
I like Janice's suggestion.
We have a motion on the table.
I don't think I can do anything. I hear you, Janice, and I think those are good ideas, but I think we have to actually go forward with the vote anyhow, because we just ran out of time.
Wouldn't that...
So it's on the floor. Can I make...
Point of
clarification. Yeah, this is Tracy. Can I get on the staff or make a point of order?
A moment. Let me get Benita's point of information, then I'll come to you for the point of order. What's the point of information?
Well, I was thinking, this is just a question. Doesn't Janice's suggestion serve more or less as an alternative motion, especially when it's been seconded?
Oh, it wasn't seconded. Here's the problem. Procedurally, Janice said, could she make a suggestion while we're waiting for the secretary to count the votes. Time wasn't extended. There's two people in front of Janice. It's not actually like motion. What she's saying makes a lot of sense, but I'm stuck on the horns of procedure here for a moment, Benito. Let me get Tracy's point of order. What's your point of order, Tracy?
Let me make a point of order and then the point of order is that once time has not been extended, you can't take another motion on the floor. So procedurally, Summer's correct, we have to go to a vote on the motion that's on the floor. Diplomatically and in terms of common sense, I don't think the two things are contradictory, and I do think that staff can reach out to individual board members to see if they can pick up any or all of the expenses. Speaking for myself, I'll pick up my own meals, no problem. And I think that those two things can happen simultaneously. It's not an either-or, but procedurally... ran out, so there's no amendment or substitute motion can come on the floor after time's run out.
Thank you, Tracy. I think that's correct, and I'm Janice, I will take your suggestion if this motion passes and reach out to see what other cost savings.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Who is that?
This is Teresa.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I know. You're going to tell me time didn't get extended, right?
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, Teresa, go ahead, please.
Is it not appropriate at this point that I say, could we please extend the discussion to the people that were on the stack?
Thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair. We had a motion to extend time. It did not pass. We've run out of time. What we're supposed to do is vote on the motion and the amendments.
Yes, I know. Teresa, I hear you. That wasn't the motion that was put forward. My apologies. There were six people on the stack. It probably would have taken the 10 minutes, which was defeated. We do have to go to a vote. We're going to go to a vote.
Madam Chair.
On the floor. I'm sorry, who's
Madam
that?
Madam Chair, point of order, please.
This is Lydia.
Yes, John?
Although we voted not to extend, we de facto not only extended, but had a substitute motion and additional discussion and debate on the
issue. No, we're not.
No, there's no substitute motion. I'm actually clarifying that there is no other motion. I can simply take it under advisement as staff.
Please allow me to complete my point. The point is that we had a de facto introduction of another motion and a de facto discussion completely out of order. Would like people to focus on the motion which is on hand, period. And we should have moved to a vote, and what should have been said while we were waiting to vote was zero, because this was not appropriate.
Thank you, John. Could you actually go ahead and reread the motion?
I have a question about the vote.
One moment, please. Lydia, what is the question?
Okay, so to be clear, you just qualified this vote. You said if, and Tracy to some degree, that if this motion passes, you're still going to approach board members, but I don't know to what end, regardless. Is that correct? And then number two, if the motion doesn't pass, then it would be appropriate for Janice or whoever to notice.
Point of order, Madam Chair. This is not in order.
Folks, to vote. We need to know what we're voting for.
The motion that's on the floor is the motion that's on the floor. What I said is that the member made good suggestions. I think I was quite clear at the outset that I felt that if a meeting were to occur, we should pursue all cost-saving measures, and that is what the director had stated. The two are not in conflict. If I see that we can save money, that's fantastic. The motion that's on the floor is whether or not to have an in-person meeting. Time wasn't extended. All of this is inappropriate at this point because everyone is choosing to continue discussion by means of calling it points of order and points of information.
That's right.
Which is tactical. So please, Mr. Crumshaw, would you be kind enough to read the motion again so that the members are clear as to what motion is on the floor, and then we will take a vote to that.
We have two amendments, too, Madam Chair.
Yes, thank you. Perhaps, Mr. Secretary, can you read it with as amended?
Did we pass the amendment? We didn't vote the amendment, did we?
No.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll vote on the amendments first, and we'll go to the main motion. Mr. Uzzell, could you read the amendment? What were the two amendments? I've only got one firmly in hand at the moment.
Yeah, me too.
Crumshaw moved. Okay, folks, I'll need to be quiet. Sorry. Crumshaw moved that the date be changed to November the 8th and 11th, and then I moved that we include the 4th, the 1st and through the 4th, so there's more of a choice. And so my guess is that you vote on the adding the 1 through 4 first, and then you vote on Crumshaw's 8 through 11, and then you vote on the motion to have the meeting in Houston.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Okay, we're not going to have any more debate, discussion, points of anything unless you truly didn't hear the dates involved. We are voting on having an in-person board meeting in Houston, Texas. The amendment would include the first weekend of November in addition to the one that was on the main motion, which is the second weekend in November. That was already an amendment. Got you, because there's a different date on the agenda. God almighty. Okay. So the first thing you're going to vote on is want to add, the 1st through the 4th, Richard, as possible date?
1st through the 4th.
Okay.
Right.
And that would be added on to the other amendment, which was the 8th through the 11th. If you want to add the 1st through the 4th, first vote on that, please vote yes. If you do not, then vote no. Then we will go to the next amendment, which is the 8th through the 11th. If this amendment is passed, that will be both of those weekends we'll be looking at as possibilities. And then we'll vote on whether to have a meeting at all. God help us. Okay, please, Richard, call the motion for voting on the first.
Okay, this is a vote on the 1st and the 4th added to that. Yes.
A point of information, please, before we begin the call.
Yes, what's the point of information, please?
The dates noticed include 4 days, but it is not necessarily so that this will 4-day meeting. It may turn out to be
that's irrelevant. Let's go.
Yes, that's correct. And we may decide we want to have a 3-day meeting or whatever, depending on finances. That's correct. The date range.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Diaz.
No.
No. King. Can't hear you, Lizette.
I said yes.
Yes. Thank you. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Stitt?
Yes.
Yes. Brazan?
No.
No. Crumshaw?
Yes.
Yes. Medina? Can't hear you, Brenda. Allen?
Allen says no.
No. Polinar?
Can I pass?
Pass. Hitchell?
Abstain.
Abstain. Uzzell, yes. Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Saba?
Abstain.
Abstain. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steekard?
No.
No. Rosenberg?
On this commitment, I need to vote no.
No. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan.
No.
No? Okay. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Apollinar, you passed?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Next amendment.
To change the, what's on the motion on the agenda to November the 8th through the 11th.
And I'm sorry, Richard, I didn't hear what the vote count was on the amendment for the 1st through the 4th.
10-8-2.
10-8-2. Thank you. So now we're voting on the 8th and the 11th, changing the date on the agenda. Thank you. Go ahead and call the roll, please.
Okay. Edward Seekert.
What's the motion?
No.
The motion is to change the date to November the 11th, to 8th to 11th. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes. Siegel.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Diaz.
No.
No. King.
Yes.
Yes. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Skit. Katia.
I'm sorry. I'm confused about this second motion. So we're voting to change. I thought the original first motion.
The first one added that number to this one, and now this one is being voted on.
Okay, so this is just changing it entirely, not adding, but changing, right?
Right.
Changing dates.
From the first weekend to the second weekend in November.
Oh, no, Katia, here, let me clarify.
Including them.
Everyone, the first weekend is already passed. The reason we're voting on the second weekend is because the agenda itself lists the date in October, which will be too soon for us to coordinate anything. So if you vote
yes. Okay. All right. Yes. I'm sorry. I vote yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Yes. Brazan.
No.
No. Crumshaw.
Yes.
Yes. Medina. Can't hear you, Brenda. Alan. Can't hear you, Teresa.
Alan says yes to the second weekend in November.
Apollinar?
Yes.
Yes. Hitchell?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Saba?
Abstain.
Stain. Gray?
Yes.
Pass?
No, yes.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Sorry, no problem.
Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Somebody did pass, didn't they? No.
Paul Lenard, didn't she pass? Jessica passed.
No, I voted.
Oh, you did. Sorry.
Hey, y'all need to be quiet. I'm trying to count. 6. Okay, it's 13-6. I think in one abstention.
Thank you. The motion passes. And now we are voting on the main motion, which is, do we have an in-person meeting in Houston, Texas? If you support it, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Thank you.
Edward Seekert.
Nope.
No. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Yes. Siegel?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Diaz?
No.
No. King?
Yes.
Yes. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. against it?
No.
What was that? No?
No.
No. Okay, I got it. Brazan?
No.
No. Crumshow?
Yes.
Yes. Medina? Can't hear you, Brenda. Allen?
Allen passes.
Pass. Apollinar?
Come on, man. We have a taco truck from every part of the world. What? Yes, in Houston.
Yes or no? Yes or no? Come on.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Kenshaw?
Pass.
Pass. Giselle, yes. Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Saba?
Abstain.
Abstain. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Blaine Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Allen?
Allen says yes.
Yes. Mitchell?
Reluctantly, yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was the vote count?
12-7-1.
Okay, the motion passes. Thank you. Staff will investigate cost-cutting measures for the proposed meeting and report back to the board on that. And you may be hearing from us as well. Thank you. All right, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is...
Quick point of privilege.
Yes, Brian?
Can I just ask staff to also poll board members, including those who weren't on this call, about their availability? Neither of those two meeting dates were noticed to the board in advance of this meeting.
Okay. Sure thing, Brian. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let me make a note of that. All right. Next thing on the agenda is personnel committee. John Crumshow, would you like to go ahead and take the floor and read the motion, please? Thank you. Mr. Crumshow, are you on mute?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Sorry about that. Okay, let me just get to the motion. Relevant, but Motel 6 is $40 a night in Houston. Okay, let me see here.
What is?
Motel 6, $40 a night. Let me see. I'm trying to find it. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. Just a second. Okay. I have a motion. There's a motion on the floor from the Personnel Committee to set the annual executive director salary at $90,000 to $110,000, and a CNB authorizes the Personnel Committee to share that annual ED salary range with applicants who are selected as semi-finalists in the current ED search. So the motion is that the PNB set the annual executive director ED salary range at $90,000 to $110,000, and that the PNB authorize the Personnel Committee to share that annual ED salary range with applicants who are selected as semifinalists in the current ED search.
Point of
Thank
order,
you.
Brian.
Did you wish to motivate at all?
Yes. I would say that it's essential that we inform people who are considering becoming executive director or have applied for the position to know what the salary range is. There's a great variety of salary expectations that people may have, and we should apprise them of the fact that it is a reasonable expectation that they would know what amounts they would receive or would be offered if they were within this final selection process.
Brian, point of order?
Yes, Brian, what's your point of order, please?
When we discussed this 2 weeks ago, members of the board made it clear on the call that there's at least one member of the board who is a candidate for that position. We can't have them participating in a discussion about setting their own salary range.